Hi, Sally Spillane. Welcome back to The Garden Show and Home, brought to you by Wallkill View Farm Market, your farm market for all seasons, Route 299 West in New Paltz, wallkillviewfarmmarket.com. Catskill Native Nursery, gardening for a better environment on Samsonville Road in Kerhonkson and online at catskillnativenursery.com. And I Must Garden, all natural, pleasantly scented animal repellents available at select independent garden centers. More information at imustgarden.com. And Juge Clausen is here from the Phantom Gardener. So Juge, yeah, we all have gardens in various stages of joy and sorrow. And but this is such a great time of year for just that high summer color. My bee balm, you know, I have a whole portion of my garden that did not get destroyed, and my bee balm looks so fabulous.
Oh, good. Thank goodness there are still areas you can go and enjoy.
Yeah, well, my hammock bit the bullet. It got crushed. So I just ordered a new hammock, and because I that's my favorite way to view my garden.
I love it. I
I'll
love
just put
it.
it in a different place and view a different part of the garden.
That's great. Yeah, the bee balm is so on point right now, isn't it?
Oh
I
my
have
God,
a
there's
beautiful.
so many different colors. I saw one at someone's house that is this like cerise color. I mean, it is just, it's pink, but it's not, it's a solid, like, I don't know, gorgeous lipstick pink.
Pretty, pretty. Yes, I have one that I love. It's like a raspberry color.
Yeah.
There's just, yeah, so many of them that are just amazing. Love them. And certainly our pollinators do too. And they just seem to stand up to anything, sun and heat and all of that. They just keep on blooming. So very fun to have those right now in the garden.
So do you guys have a bunch of different ones?
I mean, right now, I can't say we have a bunch of different ones, but I'm sure we'll continue to get some more in. We always have good old Jacob Klein in
Yeah.
red. I think we still have some of those out there. And I can't remember the name of that native one with the
The purple one.
yes, and I'm forgetting the name, but we had that. I think we still do. And you know, they've made even some little like a gumball series, so they don't get as tall and they're powdery mildew resistant, and they're little shorties, and they work really well in some gardens as well, and they come in purple and a really pretty hot pink. So yeah, I mean, they're so great, and they smell so nice. They have that minty kind of clean scent, so they're lovely. The black-eyed Susans are starting to really pop.
And boy, once you, if you don't have those, they will naturalize, you know, over time pretty quickly by three. And, you know, pretty soon you will have a field of them. They
I
are
know.
a really useful plant.
I love them. There's so many different types. And yes, yeah, some will really readily spread. I mean, they all will spread over time, but some go really nuts. But there's so many different forms and heights, and they're just, to me, a classic. Every garden needs at least one type.
And the echinaceas, there are so many colors
Holy moly.
echinaceas now. And I've gotten over worrying about them because when they first started coming up with all the reds and the oranges, I think, was that the sombrero series?
Right,
I
sombrero
mean, I don't know how I
series.
remembered that.
Yeah.
But they, some of them weren't hardy. They didn't make it.
Right.
But they've gotten much better now.
They really have. They really have. And there are so many choices. It's crazy. We have like three full tables of echinaceas right now. Good old straight echinacea purpurea, some of the, you know, just straight cultivar, but Then all these funky ones, Cheyenne Spirit, and yeah, all these wild colors, mangoes and reds and oranges. Very
Yeah.
fun.
So if you need a boost of color in your garden, boy, I say go check out the echinaceas, the echinacea table. It's hard to walk away from that without making like it's like cotton, it's like candy, it's like jelly
Yeah.
beans. That's what I'm trying to give. Like jelly beans, like just like all you look at a table and it's like a handful of jelly beans. You can't figure out which one you want to eat first.
Right.
And
Definitely. Oh boy, so many
I
options.
think there is a real usefulness for the white ones. I have gotten to the point where I hate daisies. They are just a deadheading nightmare. And I know that people love them and they're white and blah, blah, blah. But I just can't, they fall over so easily and
Right.
they're just a messy plant. But the white
Oh.
coneflowers, the
Aren't
white
they
echinaceas,
so gorgeous?
yeah,
Yeah,
big.
big.
Flowers last a long time.
Yes.
Worthy
Right,
deadhead.
right. But yeah, and you don't have to do it that much. It's great. And the flower just lasts on and
Yes.
on. They're
Yeah.
beautiful, very elegant, the white. I love it. White
And I think,
stemming.
when you're doing color, I think white is something that you that gets overlooked in the summer, but it's really a cooling color.
Yes.
And it really cools off some of the really intense colors that are going on.
Absolutely. It's very soothing to look at. And then if it's in an area where you may be in the evening or night, it glows silvers and whites. So that's another wonderful aspect to it.
So yeah, I say go check out those tables. So what other tables are out there that you are really like hot for?
gosh, I mean, I love the Coreopsis, lots
Yeah.
of different Coreopsis. I'm really into Joe Pyeweed. You know, we've got like Baby Joes and Little Joe, and then the one that gets so tall. And I have, a fair amount of those in my garden, and they're butterfly magnets. I just love it. And they pair so well with like echinaceas, rebeckias, the New York ironweed, vernonia.
And they are sturdy. Joe Pyeweed is a sturdy plant. I have
Yes.
to say, the longer I garden, the more I want a sturdy plant.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't think there's a person alive who's ever had to stake a Joe Pyeweed.
That's probably true. They're tough. And yep,
Yeah.
so sturdy. Yeah.
And the pink, it's a great pink.
Isn't it? I love it. Yeah, I love its form. So pretty. We have lots of goldenrod and some different forms.
Yeah,
And
goldenrods get a bad rap.
they do. They do.
But they sell them in England, And when you say lots of different kinds, I've recently just gotten familiar with ones that have beefier leaves and beautiful flowers. I mean, big, big,
Long.
big. You can see, like a regular goldenrod, it's a sort of a yellow plume, but some of the goldenrods, you can see the individual flowers from pretty far away.
Aren't they pretty? And they can really vary in their foliage. And they're a wonderful beneficial plant. So they mesh well with all these kind of other ones. We're talking about the echinaceas, rebeckias, and Joe Pyeweed, the New York ironweed. Oh, they just all look so good together. Not only do they look good together, they create such a wonderful pathway for the pollinators. So they drought tough. A lot of great benefits.
Yeah, my Joe Pye weed got crunched to the, not my Joe Pye weed, but my ironweed got crunched to the ground. But I'm not worried about that. I think that will just be back before I get up tomorrow morning.
Yes.
But that is another plant where they've come up with some shorter versions.
Right, that's right.
And that is a really cool plant to have a little closer from in from the back of the garden.
Yeah, right. Definitely.
So I say yes, ironweed. Okay, wait a minute. We got to take a break. How's this happen? Because we're talking about gardening, and gardening is just so much fun to talk about. Okay, wait. We're taking a quick break. Jidge Clausen is here from the Phantom Gardener in Rhinebeck, and they have tables and tables full of all those beautiful echinaceas. So get over and see that and everything else, and plant a tree while you're at it. Boy, this region just lost a bunch of trees, so find a tree and plant it. Garden Show and Home brought to you by Ward's Nursery, Garden Center, and Wild Bird Shop, helping gardeners grow in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, and at wardsnursery.com. Williams Lumber, the name you know and the name you trust, with seven locations to service you, including Rhinebeck, Red Hook, Hudson, High Falls, and Pleasant Valley, williamslumber.com, and Northern Duchess Botanical Gardens, where the plants they sell are the plants they grow in the backwoods of Rhinebeck, ndbgonline.com. Taking a quick break, we will be right back.